efforts to boom off the overturned fishing tender near the mouth of the Ugeshik River proved unsuccessful Monday night. The next plan of attack is to use divers to plug the vents on the vessel's fuel tanks. KDLG's Mike Mason reports.
A small sheen was observed Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday coming off the Lone Star, and the effort to stop the spread of that sheen got started Monday night when boom was deployed around the vessel. The boom didn't stick in place, and it's now missing. The next plan is to use divers to plug up the vents on the vessel's fuel tanks. Eventually, all of the fuel on board the Lone Star will need to be removed, and the vessel will have to be moved from its current location in the mouth of the Ugeshik River. John Brown with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation confirms that world-renowned salvage company Magone Marine has been hired by the Coast Guard to remove the petroleum products off the Lone Star.
I'm pretty confident. I've worked with Dan Magone now for 20 years, and we've worked a lot tougher ones than this. Certainly the currents is a new twist on it, and that diving is going to probably be some of the most dangerous diving that we've done. And those currents and the lack of visibility, there's a lot of issues that Dan's going to have to deal with, and we're going to only have short windows of time to be able to do that, and that's just going to be a slack water at the low tide or maybe at the high tide where we just have just a very short window.
It's believed that the Lone Star is carrying around 14,000 gallons of diesel fuel, 250 gallons of gasoline, 150 gallons of hydraulic oil, and 150 gallons of lubricating oils. Most, if not all, of those petroleum products are thought to still be contained on the vessel. Brown confirms that the petroleum products causing the light sheen seen in the vicinity of the Lone Star are not recoverable.
The very light silver sheen is even tough to pick up with absorbent pads. Yeah, there's no mechanical devices that will pick up that silver sheen. So the pads is our absorbent sashi boom is our best option for that light of a sheen.
One of the big concerns with the Lone Star is the vessel moving around with the tides. On Monday, it was sitting with the bow below the water and much of the stern above the waterline. However, the latest observations show the vessel is now completely on its side. The concern is that if the vessel moves around, the fuel tanks could be damaged, resulting in a release of petroleum products into the sensitive waters of the Ugeshik River. So far, no contaminated fish or other wildlife have been spotted. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.